A Missouri lawmaker wants to create the State Building Usage Task Force. Representative Randy Railsback of Northwest Missouri's Hamilton joins Show Me today to talk about a bill he has filed that is designed to create one. Thank you for joining us, Representative Railsback. Tell us what inspired you to file this bill.
Well, a couple of things. One of which was we actually have two prisons over here on the north edge of Cameron, and one of those prisons was closed in 2019. And so in discussions with the governor's office and others about possible uses for that facility, I started finding out there's other buildings that are not prisons. They're simply buildings that the state owns or leases. And with not only COVID, but also just change in needs, we have buildings that are sitting empty, or we have buildings that are being underutilized, or we have buildings that are especially buildings like a prison that right now we have no plan or no procedure for making decisions about those buildings. We've got buildings on campuses. We've got buildings all over the place. And to be honest with you, we really don't know. We do not have an inventory of those buildings. Therefore, they're sitting. So my goal with the task force was that we would have representatives from the House and the Senate and the governor's office and the Office of Administration, as well as the judicial branch, and we would say, okay, we need to inventory all the buildings right now that either not being used or they're underutilized and are leased, and make some decisions to the point that either we decide that we want to keep the buildings, in which case we want to make sure that they're mothballed correctly and they're good for future use, or we come up with a liquidation plan and not just sit on them for years. There's buildings that could be office buildings. There's buildings that could be, community use buildings. But right now, we just don't have a mechanism to make those decisions. So my idea with the task force is that they would not be the ultimate decision maker, but they would be the one to make recommendations to the governor's office and say, we recommend that this is what happens to that facility. And then they would pull the trigger one way or the other. Now, a lot of attention has been made as far as, the prison up here and other prison facilities. The bottom line is that this facility is only 20 years old. It cost us $100 million to build it, and it's costing about $1.4 million a year to maintain it, but it's not being used at all. And the cost is one thing, but there are other uses that we could come up with. One of which is the governor has proposed to take one of the buildings and make it a training facility for correction officers. That's great. That's a great use for that. But it only uses about, maybe 10% of the grounds and the buildings that are up there. And so we need to look at other uses instead of just spending that money to maintain it with no plan for its future use. I talked to corrections and, point blank, the idea is, will we ever use it as a prison again? And the answer was no, probably not. The prison population has gone down enough that we're simply probably never going to need it again. So my goal is, let's just not sit on these buildings. Let's not spend money maintaining them if we're not going to use them, and let's find future uses for them. And that's what the task force is all about.
State Representative Randy Railsback of Northwest Missouri's Hamilton is joining us to talk about a bill he has filed. It would create the State Building Usage Task Force. Remind me the name of the prison that was closed there in Cameron.
It's called Crossroads.
Crossroads, that's it. Do they still have the toilet paper factory in there?
No.
Okay.
There's two prisons. The first prison is Western, and it was built first. And it was a medium, minimum medium security prison. And then Crossroads was a maximum security prison. So I think they still do that type of work in the other one. But the prison population is down about a third, I think, statewide. And, you know, even though Crossroads is you know, comparatively speaking, only 20 years old, it's a fairly new facility, it wasn't nearly as big as the other one. But it's still, you know, they're using the freezer space and such to store food and such for the other prison. But, you know, it not only has five pods of where the cells were and all that, but also it's got a huge auditorium. It's got classrooms. It's got cafeteria, of course. It has a lot of other possible uses. And we have been exploring other possibilities, including we've had discussions with people in Hollywood about, you know, if they needed a prison facility to use for shooting TV shows and movies and such. We're an hour north of Kansas City, as far as the airport's concerned. It has security fencing, so they'd be secure, and they're very interested. We are going to have to talk about reestablishing our Missouri's film tax credits that we used to have and such. But the bottom line is, there's future and possible uses, but right now we're just not doing anything. And this is not the only building. So my point is we tend to say, well, yeah, maybe we'll need that building someday in the future. And then it never happens. But I can't tell you. OA can't tell you how many buildings we aren't using right now. Plus the fact with the pandemic, we have many people that wound up shifting to working from home, and they're still doing that. And it's practical and makes sense for some positions to do that, but we don't need to maintain the same office spaces that we had for them in the past. So this is just simply a mechanism to say, okay, we're going to figure out what we've got. We're going to make decisions about what we have. We're not going to waste money. We're not going to abandon buildings and just let them sit there and rot. We're going to figure out, you know, the best practical future uses for them and make those decisions.
It's kind of baffling that we don't have a system in place right now to know how many vacant buildings or properties we have in the state.
Well, what I found, it's really not by design that we just want to be wasteful. That's not really the point. Like I said, you put this pandemic on top of it, where we found that a lot of people in this day and age could do their work and not be in an office building all the time. It's time to rethink some of those facilities.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. We have State Representative Randy Railsback of Northwest Missouri's Hamilton joining us to talk about a bill he has filed that would create a task force to examine options for unused pieces of state property. If this task force is formed, they'll basically log what inventory we have, and then are they going to do some assessing as well? I mean, how detailed are you going to be in this whole process?
Yes. What we will ask is the Office of Administration compile a list of buildings that are currently owned or leased that are not being used. Then, you know, if the building is, for instance, part of the University of Missouri, then the task force would say, okay, university, tell us, what is your future plans for this? You know, do you really still need it? And even the you know, not county courthouses, but the judiciary wanted to be a part of this as well, because, you know, there's places where maybe they had a building where they had hearings and stuff like that, and then they don't need to anymore. The question is, okay, tell us, do you still need it? Or if not, let's make some decisions about letting it go. So the first task will be a big one, and that'll be looking at all the buildings right now. After that, the task force on you know, an annual basis they won't have nearly as many buildings to look at because we would have been through most of them, but there still will be a mechanism and a process where if a decision's been made, we're not using that building right now, the task force will be the one asking the questions, okay, what's the future use? And if there isn't one, then let's come up with a liquidation plan. You know, the prison is a big example and how much it's costing just for it to sit there at $1.5 million a year. But there's other buildings, when you add them up, it'll probably be surprising how much we're spending on heating, cooling, insurance, property maintenance, stuff like that. But the bottom line is, we simply don't know how many buildings we're even talking about right now, but we know they're out there.
Okay. So part of it will also be how much it costs and how much it would cost to maintain it. That's another part of it then. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Very good.
See, it's exactly like an abandoned house in a town. You know, the longer it's abandoned or not used, the faster it deteriorates. So that's part of the equation as well.
I mean, this seems like a plan that could save the state millions of dollars, depending on the amount of inventory we have, I guess.
I'm convinced it could. Absolutely. And it's the pandemic has really made it obvious that things have changed and we are able to do work from home in some cases. But it's not just the buildings that are not being used right now, but it's also will help rethink buildings that we have. Do we need as much space, you know, as we have right now? Possibly some of these buildings, you know, one floor of the buildings could be leased out and we would recoup some money. We've just been going along here, not really assessing the situation, and not only the pandemic, but also just simply the change in times, just like prison population going down. Instead of just letting it sit there forever, let's rethink this and let's make it a usable facility some way, somehow, and not just keep spending the money to maintain them forever.
Any other interesting points you think need to be highlighted about this, Bill?
Well, simply that it's surprising. We always assume that, you know, everyday decisions are being made about things like this. And the reality is, you know, government, especially as something as large as a state government, every department's got their hands full as it is. Everybody's working hard. And this is just one of those things that's been easy to just let slide and not deal with. And my point is, okay, let's all help out here and let's help this task force take some of the load off of the administration, so to speak, and say, well, let's help you sort this out and then let's make some decisions. Otherwise, it's just, like I said, 1 year turns into 10 and we're still sitting there, and that's what I want to stop.
Well, I tell you what, if anything comes about with Hollywood, you'd let me know. That would be such a fun story to do.
I will.
If there was a season 5 of Ozark, it better be in there.
I have to tell you, what we learned was they were very interested, but they said the last movie shot in Missouri was Gone Girl, and that was 2012, I think.
Oh.
And we have since let the film credits lapse, and they said, we're very interested, but you got to get those film credits back. They're going to other states that have them. And so even though they want them, when they come in and shoot, you know, any kind of a TV or film production, they spend a lot of money here. But a facility like that, you needed to shoot a prison scene, it's ready to go. They're especially interested in the fact that it's secure. They could be in there and nobody could get in there and bother them. I hadn't really thought about it, but that's true.
That's Representative Randy Railsback of Northwest Missouri's Hamilton joining Show Me Today. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. State Representative Randy Railsback of Northwest Missouri's Hamilton is joining us to talk about a bill he has filed. It would create the State Building Usage Task Force.